Hello, Podlers. Coming up, artificial intelligence is so cruel to Glenn and his Instagram.
Well, well, well. Glenn Moore's Instagram feed. If you ever wondered what it looks like when someone simultaneously discovers a thesaurus and a selfie stick, this is it.
Ouch. Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Glenn, what's going on out there?
A two-month online tug of war has come to an end. There's a website called 1 Million Checkboxes, which featured exactly what it sounds like. 1 million checkboxes, and when you click a box, a tick in it appears. Everyone had access to the same set of a million checkboxes, and the game would finish when all 1 million checkboxes were ticked. But every time you went on the website, you were put on a team of either checkers or uncheckers. And every time you tick the box, someone might untick it. And it started on the 27th of June this year. As of yesterday, the checkers have won.
Wow.
So the website is just now shut down. So if you're wondering why productivity in your office may have gone down over the last few weeks, this is probably why. The website tells me I actually contributed 61 boxes checked, so no need to thank me. I read an article about it when it first started, and I was like, I'll give this a go. And after, it was one of the most frustrating experiences I've ever had, and I don't want to talk about it anymore. Elsewhere this morning, an app designer in LA has completed his attempt to come up with 365 terrible app ideas, one for each day of the last year. His name's Soren Iverson. He's come up with stuff I really want myself, actually. So, for instance, on the iPhone weather app, the ability to rename storms after an X. It's about Storm Jessica's coming, get inside. YouTube, where only one person can watch a video at a time. So if you want to see the Taylor Swift video for blank space, there's a queue of 95,000 people. Zoom option to share someone else's screen, see what they're up to.
Tinder
option.
I love that.
Yeah, I know, right? Tinder option to super dislike. App sends him a message saying he's really not interested, by the way. And my favourite, an option to set alarms for other people.
So
you're working at 4 a.m. Glenn wanted you to get up. And finally this morning, a new trend on ChatGPT swept the internet. Roast my Instagram. So on ChatGPT, the AI application, you can now upload images and ChatGPT will analyse it. You'll be like, oh, yeah, that's a picture of a beach. That's a picture of whatever. And all people have been screenshotting just their Instagram feed, putting it on through ChatGPT and saying, just roast it. Be as mean as you can. And you can do it in different styles, obviously. One person did it saying, roast me in the style of Shakespeare. They got told, thy visage is as common as the cuckold horn. Thou art to be cast upon the dunghill of irrelevance. I asked it to roast me. Let's give this a go. So this is ChatGPT giving quite a limp roast. I don't really think it engaged with my Instagram feed at all, but have a listen to this. This is what ChatGPT at
Glenn Moore's Instagram feed. If you ever wondered what it looks like when someone simultaneously discovers a thesaurus and a selfie stick, this is it.
Wow,
Glenn, your captions read like someone handed a dictionary to an over-caffeinated English professor who's 3 pints deep. Now, let's talk about these photos. Glenn, you've got more filters on here than a hipster coffee shop. I didn't know you could take a photo that screams, I'm lonely in a crowd, but somehow you've managed it.
Wow.
And those attempts at humor in the comments section.
Here we go.
Glenn, my friend, if irony were a currency, you'd be Bill Gates. But unfortunately, it's not. And you're just that guy who posts like he's still auditioning for a spot on Mock the Week, but ended up on Mock Yourself instead.
Whoa.
I was on Mock the Week.
It is famously, you were on Mock the Week.
Half my Instagram is just clips from Mock the Week. I hate you, ChatGPT. You'll be talking about it later. I've saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Good morning. The warmest of welcomes to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where exciting times are ahead for us all, because on Wednesday, the 4th of September, which is next Wednesday, this little bad boy is back.
5 words, 5 grand.
Absolute Radio.
Yes, 5 words, 5 grand is returning to the breakfast show. It is quite simply one of our favourite things to do. The winning moments that we have had over the years, they last long in the memory. They live long in the heart. I mean, who can forget the morning that listener Tia matched 5 out of 5 words with Glenn Moore? Beard.
I think there's an obvious one.
Do you? In my head, I've got one, but I'm like, I don't think it.
Take your time, everyone. Don't.
I can't think of anything else. Trimmer.
Yes, you've got it. Glenn, that was where you pointed at the camera like Ricky Gervais.
Have I won?
Most of you listening, I love you.
Tia loves her mum, and it's moments like that is why we love Five Words, Five Grand. I am so pleased it is back next week on The Breakfast Show. We're going to be playing on Wednesday morning. For any newcomers out there, all you need to do is say the same five words as a randomly selected member of my Breakfast Show team. Do that, and we give you $5,000 straight away. And if you'd like to play next Wednesday, well, get this. You can call me right now. The number is 0330-123-1215. That is 0330-123-1215. And coming up next, well, over the years, we've given some celebrities a chance to have a go at five words, five grand. And we have quite a topical one on the way.
Five words, five grand.
Absolute Radio.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is Friday morning. Welcome along to The Breakfast Show, where if you're just joining us, well, about 10 minutes ago, I announced that this is back.
Five words, five grand.
Absolute Radio.
Yes, five words, five grand is returning next Wednesday, Wednesday the 4th of September. If you'd like to have a go at it, well, the number to call right now is 0330-123-1215. I'm bringing two big worlds together here, the huge world of five words, five grand, and, of course, the Oasis reunion, because a couple of years back, Liam Gallagher had a go at it just for fun here in the studio, and this is what went down. Liam Gallagher?
Yeah.
The first word that pops into your mind when I say up.
Down.
Pint.
Yes, please.
Sun, S-U-N.
Always writing nonsense. Ugh. That's more than words, right? Should I start again? Let's okay. Do the sun again.
Sun, S-U-N.
Shine.
Yes! Hand. Oh, I forgot he said that.
This is fucking beer all day, mate. Can we close the curtains and order curry in that? Just watch a film. Come on.
And finally, slide.
In, baby.
So, Liam didn't quite grasp the rules,
no.
But it was good that he did have a go.
Yeah. I think, well done for being one of the first people ever to make him laugh. never heard that noise before.
Liam had a whale of a time, and you can too when Five Words, Five Grand returns to The Breakfast Show next Wednesday. But we're opening the lines now, so if you would like to play, the number is 0330-123-1215.
Five Words, Five Grand.
Absolute Radio.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
We've carved out some of this live broadcast to celebrate the lookalikes of your life. Yeah, so does a friend, a colleague, a family member look like somebody famous? That's what I'm asking. Hi, Dave and the team. I've been told I look like Pauline Quirk. Not only that, but I sound like Pauline Quirk as well. And people have said for ages that my husband looks like Adam Woodyatt, Ian Beale from Enders.
They're going to be, looks like Linda Robson also from Enders.
And the woman who lives next door, you'll never guess who she looks like in a million years.
Dave, my mate Callum looks like Paul Finch from the film American Pie. That's from Lewis from Rotherham. I'm not going to lie, I had to Google image him.
Yeah, Finch is the nerdy one.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Yeah, yeah, okay.
He's, so look not, at, he's not Stifler, he's not Jim, he's not Jim's dad. He's the other one.
Yeah, he's the... Well, I mean, I don't know how much of an impact that's having on your life in 2024, if you know what I mean.
He gets with Stifler's mum. Has no one seen these films?
Well, I've seen them 25 years ago, so maybe, you know, Paul Finch can just... Oh, but, you know, the Callum who looks like Paul Finch is, you know, living his best life. But thank you, Lewis, for sharing. Hi, Dave and all of the team. I've been told by many people I'm a lookalike for the character Al from Toy Story. So Al's toy bar.
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen the films myself, so I do not know. If multiple people told you you looked like someone from a movie,
yeah.
You would have to go and see that movie.
Definitely. How are you happily living your life?
It's the ultimate clickbait, isn't it? Do you know what you look like? You look like they go off that thing. You have to go, right, I've got to go and see what they look like.
Yeah,
what do you think I look like to you?
Especially if he's a massive fan of Toy Story 1 and 3 and 4, and it's like, I just never got around to 2.
That is Darren Evans from Crewe, by the way. Ian Hardy, who runs Two Ball Rally, gets likened to Pep Guardiola all of the time. Ooh. Well, that's Matt Squeeze, isn't it? Isn't it? Matt Dyson's all about a bit of pep. He just flew back to Manchester during the week and was sat next to Ruben Diaz by an incredible coincidence. And that's from Ian from Virgo Pest Control, who loves the show. Well, thank you very much indeed, Ian. I love your pest controlling. Dave, my dad looks like Des Lynam.
a lot. We used to go to Nuneaton Borough football games with him, and the crowd once started chanting, "Des, Des, what's the score?" That really happened to Alex's dad in Coventry. And finally, Dave, my parents look like Phil the Power Taylor and Deirdre Barlow. And then the end of this message is fantastic. This is the world of the looky-likers in your life. Dave, someone once came up to my mum and said they were really pleased she got released from prison.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Friday morning, and for reasons I cannot remember, we're talking about the looky-likies of your life. Yes. And you guys have been getting involved. You never let me down. And joining us right now on line one, we have Julie in Birmingham. Good morning, Julie.
Hi, Dave. Hi, team.
Hey. Hello. Hey, Julie. So first of all, tell us who the person is. Who is the looky-like of your life? Is it a friend, a colleague, or a family member?
It is my little sister.
Your little sister. And what's her name?
Her name's Amy.
Amy. Okay. So your little sister's called Amy. And please tell everybody, please reveal which celebrity she looks like.
She looks like the kombucha meme girl.
Ah, yes. Celebrity in the modern age, of course.
The modern celebrity of meme.
Yeah, you don't have to look like Al Pacino or Julia Roberts anymore. You don't have to look like Denzel. Yeah. No, you can look like the kombucha meme girl, and that's fine. So would you mind telling everybody who may not know exactly who the kombucha meme girl is?
She was a while ago, an internet sensation thing, I don't know, meme, who is pulling a disgusting face having had a sip of kombucha.
Yeah, which is a fermented black tea drink with a slight fizz to it. Yeah, it is disgusting.
It is gross.
The meme girl was right, wasn't she? The guys at Kombucha are having a terrible show this morning, aren't they? Apologies to them. So she looks, your sister looks so much like the kombucha meme girl that when it went viral, friends of hers actually said, is that you, Amy?
Yeah. She was getting messages of like, are you sure this isn't you?
Wow. Which image does she look more like? Because obviously there's two images. The first one is, and then the other one is, Because they're side by side, aren't
they? Is she, or, is what Glenn's asking.
I'm my big sister. She's,
And things are only going to get worse for Amy because you're going to be her maid of honour in a couple of weeks, aren't you?
Yes, I am. 2 weeks on Saturday.
Well, firstly, congratulations to Amy, and I hope they have the most incredible day. And also, look out, because Julie now has some red-hot audio that she can use during her Maid of Honour speech, courtesy of the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. We'll email it to you right now. Well done, Julie.
Thank you very much.
Lots of love. Take care of yourself. Keep them coming. The number's 8-12-15. The lookalikes of your life.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
We're celebrating the lookalikes of your life. Does a friend, colleague or family member look like somebody famous? Does your brother look like Callum Best, your Breakfast Show producer? Does he look like Sue Perkins? Has Uncle Gary been mistaken for Kirsty Allsop? 8-12-15 was the number. So many brilliant ones here, including Mel, who says, Dave, I've been told by multiple people I look like and remind them of Sarah Millican. I once got stopped by a group of girls for a selfie, and I was so confused as to what was going on until they explained who they thought I was. I tweeted about it, and Sarah replied, saying even she thinks that I look like her.
Oh, wow.
And that's from Mel. Lovely stuff. My husband looks exactly like Prince William, says Rachel.
What, in what era? That's what I want to know.
Rachel, 8, 12, 15. Get back in touch. Let us know which era William you've got by your side. And finally, and we're going to call it a day here, apart from Rachel if she gets back in touch. Hi, Dave. Daddy G here. My mum looks like Ray Parler.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to The Breakfast Show, where it is time for my first, my last, my everything. What I've got here is the first bit of a song, and I've got the last bit of the song, and that's all you're going to hear. And if you can identify the ditty, well, you, my friends, can have a shout-out. Now, the only clue I'm giving you is this song is kicking off the no-repeat guarantee just after 9 on Absolute Radio Noughties. Yes, it is a song from the noughties. And it wasn't until I put this together and isolated the audio that I realised what an incredible opening this song has. So here we go. Who is this?
Mm-hmm.
knows that. I want that to happen when I walk into rooms.
It's my Ring doorbell now. Yeah.
So if you can identify the band or artist, you can have a shout out. So I want your answers along with your names. Whoever you want to shout out for, it makes no difference to me. I will read it aloud. I promise you that.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is Friday morning. Welcome along to Absolute Radio, where real music matters. Now, moments ago, I played you the song that is going to kick off the no repeat guarantee on Absolute Radio Noughties, but I just played you the very first part of it and the very last part of it. So, who on earth was that? It was, of course, Biffy Clyro and the Captain. Yes. You better believe it was. Congratulations to Lenny from Lenny's Cakes, based in Stoke-on-Trent, who might even send the show some chocolates if we give them a shout out.
Oh,
I know. We are that easily bought, aren't we?
No nuts for me, please.
No. We're putting specific orders in, are we? Okay. So, Lenny, love what you do in Stoke-on-Trent. Favourite place to go and get cakes and chocolates? Absolutely. No nuts for Anna.
Traces are okay, though.
Traces are okay. It's not like an allergy thing. It's a preference, perhaps. Glenn.
I can do full nuts, can't do traces.
Okay. No traces for Glenn. And also, just back it up there, Lenny. Then I'm off on Monday and Tuesday, so a bit of traces, bit of nuts. Make sure you send them Wednesday morning. And there's your shout out. Thank you very much indeed. Richard from Bath, who wants to shout out to his wife Amy and his kids Sam, Ben and Ella. Amy, Samuel, Benjamin, Ellachan, consider yourself. consider yourself shouted out. Mickey, who is out ploughing in lovely Cumbria. I love these messages. This is why I love doing shout-outs. Someone is ploughing an actual field in Cumbria listening to this. I just love it. There's your shout-out. Andy and Seb pitching a roof in Cookham. Good luck to you boys. Sean in Durham listening whilst at work in an ambulance. Keep up the great work, Sean. And Bev from Swansea, who would like a birthday shout-out for today. Happy birthday, Bev. Anna?
Happy birthday, Bev.
Glenn?
Happy birthday, Bev.
And there you shout out on my first, my last, my everything. Well done, one and all.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is Friday morning and you are listening to Absolute Radio, which of course is home of the cash register. And today we want to give somebody £300,000. And thanks to Tesco Club Card, they're giving us the power to guarantee a winner. There will be no rollovers. They'll make sure somebody takes that cash. And of course, when you win, the money goes into your bank straight after the call. Keep listening to find out how you can be involved and get the power to lower prices on your next shop with Tesco Club Card. Right, it is Friday morning, so it's time to look back, to reminisce on a week's worth of The Breakfast Show and to select a favourite moment, which is always very difficult to do. But right now, I'd like to share with you something that came in from a listener by the name of Joe in Lincolnshire, who took AI to a whole new level. We're about to enter a whole new world of weirdness. Morning, Dave and the team. Joe here from Lincolnshire. Is it weird that I visited my friend in Teesside over the weekend and got so, shall we say, befuddled on Saturday night, I ended up sleepwalking into my friend and his girlfriend's bedroom and then proceeded to slap my fingers against my palm like an absolute weirdo? If this wasn't strange enough, I was as naked as the day I was born.
Oh, no.
I was woken up and quickly ran away with my knees bent and my arms low like a gorilla. So that's pretty weird, right?
That's very weird.
That's not the new levels of
weirdness. No. What are you talking about?
We're going even deeper into this.
This is already the most threatening story I've ever
heard. I've had to tidy this up quite a lot to make it fit for broadcast, just to let you know. So this is where it continues. Joe in Lincolnshire says, "So, Dave, I asked AI to make a song about this event, and I give to you Midnight Wanderer. It's a right tearjerker." And Joe has sent us the audio of the song that AI made that accompanies that weird story. Would everybody like to hear the world premiere
yes,
of Midnight
please.
Wanderer,
yes.
a song about Joe in Lincolnshire? Here we go.
Joe's out of bed, eyes closed but wide, drunk sleepwalking through the night. In Rob and Katie's room, he makes his way in a dreamy haze. He starts to sway. Midnight wanderer, where will you roam? Lost in the shadows, far from home.
Now that's the radio
that's
edit.
That's one of my favourite tracks from Folklore, actually. I think that's one of the...
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And that is your lot for Friday morning and a slightly shorter working week's worth of The Breakfast Show. As always, I want to thank you for tuning in and joining in. And should anything happen to you across the weekend and you think, Dave and the team would like that, well, of course, you can email me anytime you like. It is dave@absoluteradio.co.uk. So as we come to the end of another edition of the show, it's important to remind you that you can listen again on demand in the free Rayo app, and there will be a brand new edition of the Daily Podcast available real soon. And all it's lacking is a title. So the podcast naming bell rung on four separate occasions this morning, including Des, Des, What's the Score? Thy Visage is as common as the cockhold's horn. She looks like the Kombucha meme girl. And finally, and this is the one I've decided to go for, packs quite a punch in its simplicity, My Mum Looks Like Ray Parler. So that's the name of the brand new edition of the podcast. Right, Leona Graham is going to be here next. She'll have some tea break trivia fun for you as you head into the weekend. And of course, those all important details of how you can enter the cash register draw, because today is the day that we'd love to give one of you £300,000. I'm doing some of that kids' school holiday stuff for the next few days. So you've got Ben Burrell on Monday and Tuesday, but I'll be back on Wednesday morning at 6 a.m. And with me, I'm bringing a little iconic game from the world of radio named Five Words, Five Grand. So until then, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.